gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Okay, don't it up this time. Go ahead. Here it is, Friday, when the giant vat of leftover pasta rises in the west. Okay, there it is.
The sun sets in the west.
Sorry. It's my Lion King bit. Chris screwed up the cue at the top of this. But I found my bleep button.
Yeah,
so
you
at
did.
Least there's now another YouTube video of me saying... Okay. Who did that? Tim in Dallas? Thanks,
Tim. In Dallas.
Thanks, Tim.
He found the unedited video because what went out over Current was edited.
Yes.
He found the unedited video and posted it on YouTube.
Yes. My friend said she thought I hit a button that took the show off the air because it was silent for 3 seconds. Good job in the control room, Courtney.
Yes. But if you want to see it unedited, go to Stephanie Miller's Facebook page.
My friend Trish said the funniest thing was you because that look you gave me can only be... described by sheer panic and years of hatred, Jim. Years of bitterness
like,
built up.
I
How long have we been working together? Like 15 years?
15 years.
Lost my job again!
That's happened once.
I told you we shouldn't do that bit.
Oh, boy.
You're fired.
You
Which
right.
bit was that? No, we can't even see the title.
No, well...
Jesus Christ, Superstud.
Okay.
Oh, you see what I did there?
That was sacrilegious.
Stephanie, reason for it.
This is Al Gore. I really wish you hadn't said that.
All right. Happy Friday, everybody. Yay. It's Happy Clappy Day. It's Happy Clappy Day. Representative Adam Schiff on the big show today. Representative Jackie Speier, who, once again, an entirely different person than Jackie Schechner.
Yes, it is.
Sexy liberal John Fugelsang joins us in hour number three. He's been filling in for Jennifer Granholm all week and doing a spectacular job on the Current Television Network. I don't know, but I just said his
you
work.
You turned into
terrific.
Jimmy Flick all of a sudden.
Okay.
I'm not familiar with your work, but I think you're fabulous.
Fabulous. Okay, so lots to get to, including the fact that StephanieMiller.com is the website. You can email us all there.
Yes.
And we have we're the smartest kids in class. We just do.
We do.
Yeah. Tom in Raleigh says, Steph and the Mooks, Daryl Issa nickname. Daryl Issa equals Joe McCarthy.
That's great.
Right?
I should have thought of that.
Yes.
That's
Joe
funny.
McCarthy. That is
Tom
funny.
Raleigh. Whee. He's filling in for Mike in Raleigh, I guess.
Yes.
Somebody had to leave, you know, the funny in Raleigh.
There was a gap, comedy gap in Raleigh.
Yeah. Now there's too much comedy in Vail. All right. And also, Warren, with the fun facts.
Oh.
Thank you very much. Warren, also the smartest boy in class today. Steph, 50 days does not make 2 years. Yeah, this makes us crazy, too. This whole the president didn't do anything about anything. He had complete control for 53 years. And he had the blah guy hasn't done anything about immigration.
The blah guy. Blah. Yeah. The founding fathers set it up so that we didn't have a king.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be separation of powers. And the Republicans have been abusing that power.
That's right. Warren writes, Steph, Al Franken became the junior senator from Minnesota Tuesday, July 7th, 2009, taking his oath of office 8 months after Election Day. And officially giving Democrats the 60-seat supermajority. Ted Kennedy died August 25th, 2009, removing the 60-seat supermajority after only 50 days.
Yeah.
Remember this when, and he points out he was in the hospital, obviously, before that.
Mm-hmm.
Remember this when the Republican talking heads tell you the Democrats had a supermajority and could have passed anything they wanted. 2 years, they didn't even have a supermajority for 2 months. By the time Franken got his ears wet, Kennedy was in the hospital.
Yeah.
I'm so tired of so-called journalists not pointing this out when the Republicans said the Democrats had 2 years to pass whatever legislation
Learned
they wanted.
Count.
Thank you. That's all I'm asking for, David Gregory. And the way these Republicans obstruct, you think they could have gotten done anything done in 50 days? Are you kidding me? It wasn't even that. It wasn't even 2 months. You'd have to look and see exactly when Ted Kennedy went in the hospital and was unable to vote. I don't know, but it's just, it just makes me crazy.
Yep.
It's fine for them to say that, but then you have to go, well, you know, the facts are he did not have a majority. And every single Republican voted against the Dream Act.
And the Republican leadership has stated that they want Obama to be a one-term president, and they'll do whatever they have to do to make that happen.
And this is all part of that.
Uh-huh. Yes, indeed. All right, kids. Oh, speaking of sexy liberal John Fugelsang, sexyliberal.com, sexyliberal on Facebook. And he's at it again, the official rap star of the 70 Miller Show, Macaroni.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, white people, this is required. Come on. Here we go. Do the hands.
Up in the morning and I'm ready to go. Got Stephanie Miller on my radio. Got Stephanie Miller on the simulcast. Cause sometimes all you can do is laugh. Up in the morning and I'm ready to go. Got Stephanie Miller on my radio. Got Stephanie Miller on the simulcast. If the haters don't like it, they can kiss my ass. I'm up early in the morning and I'm ready to go. I got the sexy liver rolls on my radio. I got Stephanie Miller, the Moose and Rebecca. The number one show for the true progressive. Wanna get through? Call step 1-2. Wanna hear lies, then watch Fox News. Looking for relief from right-wing hacks. Turn to Stephanie, cause she got facts. Turn to Stephanie, she be moving things. Whether with Hal Sparks or John Fugel sang. The mood has changed to a liberal thing. The American dream slipping out of our range. Times are strange, we all feeling the pain. When the politics of it start hurting your brain. When the politicians are lying again. Remember, laughter is the best medicine. Up in the morning and I'm ready to go. Got Stephanie Miller on my radio.
Macaroni!
Does he have a video? Because he is handsome and romantic.
There's not a video to this one, but I posted the YouTube audio of it up on your Facebook page.
I think the only thing that really rhymes with Rebecca is Tribeca, and I'm not sure how to make that work.
And if we were in New York, we could work with that. Maybe we'll have to move to New York just to work
just to make
for
that
Rebecca
work. Yeah.
into
yeah, that,
Tribeca.
In that rhyme, kind of, yeah.
Rebecca can't afford to live in Tribeca because Mama pays her.
You already tried to move to New York in that disastrous sleep.
No.
Almost blinded yourself in the process.
Oh, sorry. It broke my foot. Yeah.
Wow.
I almost left several of my body parts there.
Yeah. New York chewed you up and spat.
New York said, get the hell out of here.
Well, you know what? No one told me.
What?
It's Chris, whatever, misses his cues. He forgot to tell me that Broadway doesn't go for
booze and dope.
Yeah.
Stephanie Miller.
For the heads up.
They brought you right out of Hollywood. So you come crawling back to Broadway.
Uh-huh.
Well, Broadway doesn't go for booze and dope.
What?
Now you get out of my way, because I've got a man waiting for
me. Right. Oh, okay. That last question.
Well.
All right. Yeah, that's like the scene in Mr. Oz. I could have gone home anytime I wanted to.
Kind of sound like...
stupid.
Kind of sound like a man who has a man waiting for her.
Well...
I guess Broadway goes for cigarettes.
Yes.
There's only one star in a Helen Lawson production, and it's me, Helen Lawson.
All right, you're on a roll now. Do your Baring Wall line.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Tear down that bitch of a Baring Wall and put a window where it ought to be.
He's way too good at that. Wow. That was really...
That's a great line.
All right, now we're started. I am not going to roll around in cream corn while some drunken yahoo tries to shove niblets up my hoo-ha.
Do you want to hear the real version from Demi Moore?
Uh-huh.
No chance that I am going to roll around naked in cream corn
naked.
With a bunch of drunken yahoos trying to stick niblets up my hoo-ha.
Or giblets.
See, I got it right. I used to say giblets.
Giblets would be worse.
Yeah, that's kind of gross. Niblets are gross, but
bigger,
giblets
so.
Are even grosser.
Turkey gizzards.
Wow. Okay.
Yikes. Okay.
Whatever floats your boat.
All right. So speaking of entertainment, Mitt Romney, of course, spoke to a Hispanic group with his usual.
Buenos dias.
Yeah.
Me llamo Mitt Romney.
And found another way to not take a position on anything. But and there's all this news, obviously, out this week, him telling the giving all the Republican governors a big bag of shush about how well the economy is doing. Shush. It's bad. It's horrible, and only Mitt Romney can fix it.
Uh-huh.
They literally gave Skeletor, Rick Scott, a script.
Yeah.
Say this.
The economy is terrible.
Only it can
Mitt Romney
only
can
be
fix it. Mitt Romney is a job creator.
Yeah, exactly. But did you guys miss this? Because we go to bed at,
stupid o'clock.
Get up at...
Insane o'clock.
Yeah. I think I when I get up in the morning and I have a flashy light on my phone, I'm always afraid to see what time someone called. And I was... So I think it was 6 yesterday. Yeah. So anyway.
Oh, boy.
You were asleep by 6?
I think so.
Oh, wow.
I normally shoot for 7.
I was out playing with a band till 10:30 last night.
Well, you're cooler than I am, clearly.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what was my point? I don't see Conan. I don't. But did you see the
Romney
kids?
Boys?
Did you not find this the most disturbing?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't. Mitt Romney's sons have described their father's case for aggressive horseplay, explaining how he enjoyed pushing their heads into plates of butter.
That's what we do.
Isn't it a little child abusey? I mean, not Sandusky-esque.
A little bit.
Not a little bit. Yeah, that's... No.
That's assault, isn't it?
That's not loving.
Yeah. I mean, that's... It's this... He's like... It's the same through line. Like, he's a prep school jerk still. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He just... Yeah, where was I reading this?
Well, it's the same thing with the hecklers, the professional hecklers.
Yeah.
It's
yeah, like what are we? Just, like, full-time
like
prep school?
Giving them swirly or something, you know? It's just...
Yeah.
Oh, it's free speech, my friend.
Yeah, so the Republican candidate dispatched his five adult sons onto late-night TV where they jokingly told stories of their father's pranks in an effort to humanize him. And in my opinion, it just made him look like more of
a bigger jerk.
A
douche. Yeah.
Yeah. But the lighthearted anecdotes carried an uncomfortable echo of earlier allegations that Mr. Romney had been a bully while at prep school. Matt Romney told how his father would present his children with a stick of butter, telling them it's so rotten you have to smell it, and when they leaned down, he would gleefully shove their faces into the plate. Parents, you tell me. I don't have kids. Well, is this funny? Would this... I don't...
When I hear stick of butter, I think of Last Tango in Paris, which is probably a little worse than that.
Yeah, probably a little worse. Mr. Romney apparently repeated the trick recently with one of his grandsons pushing the shocked child's head into a platter of whipped cream.
What's this, 9.5 weeks?
Three Stooges
meets 9.5 weeks.
Yes.
Yeah, that's gross.
Meets the help.
How about this one? Josh Romney told how he once ambushed his father in a darkened basement as Mr. Romney groped for the light switch. The startled Romney responded by tackling him to the ground and wrestling him onto the floor. He does like pranks, but he doesn't like to get pranked. We learned that the hard way.
Wow.
And
okay, so he's one of those kinds of people.
With a claw hammer. We were in the basement. He didn't like it.
So he's one of those kinds of people that can dish it out, but he cries like a little bitch when he can't take it.
That was not a direct quote.
Well, like, I'm just like kind of paraphrasing there. I see.
So
that's a lot of insight into his psyche.
Yeah. That, and then I'll tell you what the other little story that made him sound really just irritating. Even more irritating in private than he is in public. No. I'll tell you what that is as we continue. All right, 18 minutes after the hour, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Makes me sick in a wonderful, wonderful way.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah. 23 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Let me just do a quick, Jim, so a program started under the Bush administration.
Yes.
The gun running thing that Eric Holder put an end to.
Fast and Furious.
Yeah. Somehow that was an Obama plot to have more people killed with guns so that he could enact gun control.
Yes.
Okay.
Clearly.
I just wanted to make sure I was getting that.
He forced the Bush administration to do it so they could make him think that he and...
I remember a right-wing caller months ago called about this, and I was like, oh, the thing started under the Bush. It's a big scandal. Mm-hmm.
It was Obama wearing a Bush suit.
Yeah. Is it me? I don't...
It was a bad
Bush
idea.
Bush administration started. It was a bad idea. Eric Holder ended it, and he's somehow... Okay. All right. Okay. Here's the part of the Romney kids. I thought it was... I don't know. I'm not a parent. I just thought it was a little abusive and not funny, the Mitt Romney prank of shoving his son's faces into butter.
Here. You got to smell this.
What?
Creepy, vaguely creepy. Oh, here's just the irritating part.
Oh.
I think they were sent to try to humanize him, the Rombot.
Yeah.
No.
And
so
he just seems even more irritating in private than he is in public. Apparently he loved that, the Will Ferrell, Sherry O'Terry SNL cheerleader skit.
Yes.
They sang that taco burrito, what's coming out of your Speedo. I guess Mitt sings that endlessly anytime someone says the word taco or burrito.
Really?
Yes.
First of all, that skit was from the early 90s.
Yes, He said, Matt Romney said, anytime you mentioned the word taco or burrito, you knew my dad would chime in.
Hence his immigration policy.
That's not too irritating. Okay. And here's another, I've heard this one before, but Tag. He's everyone's favorite.
Flern.
Yeah, I like him much
and
better than
brother,
Flern.
And brother,
you're it. And Fleen. He, here's another, here's, like, can I have some comedy music?
Sure.
This is the prank he played. Again, is it me? A lot of people think, you know, the wedding day is their most important day of their life,
yeah.
right? It's a special,
it's a big,
sacred day, you
it's
know.
A big day.
Not that I'll ever know anything about it, but my point is, theoretically, I'm told.
You've been to a wedding or two. It seems to be meaningful.
When I was a flower girl, I don't, oh. okay. He said, I remember a story from when he was in high school. I guess it was a little after high school. His friend was getting married. He found his way into the hotel room ahead of time. The groom's outfit was there. He took some pink nail polish and wrote on the first shoe, H-E, on the sole,
oh,
and
yeah.
on the next one, L-P.
Yeah.
No one noticed that it was a Catholic wedding when he knelt down to be blessed by the Father. The word help
yeah.
appeared.
That's not unheard of. I've
no,
heard
that's
of,
a,
yeah.
Tag said, I'm not sure if they're still friends. Yeah, maybe not.
Mm.
Maybe, I'm sure the bride really appreciated that. Sure, she's a big Mitt Romney fan. She's probably, even if she's the most, like, Mormon Republican in the world, she's like, I am not voting for that
yeah.
hole. Tax hole. That's what I said.
Tax hole, yes.
Dana in Maryland, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Dana.
Hi, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I had a little surgery yesterday, so I'm still a little loopy.
You're a little loopy, you're a little hopped up on goofers?
But I'll give it a try. The first thing is Wayne LaPierre. I don't know where he gets his information, because, you know, the drug cartels can't get guns anyway.
Yeah.
So,
well,
you
this,
know,
is the, this is the problem with giving crazy conspiracy theorists a congressional committee. So,
yes,
Daryl,
I mean,
ICE has been on Fox News with this stupid theory,
oh,
and he gets to have a hearing?
Yeah, and it's absolute, I mean, it's Mishigas. I don't know where they come up with this.
That's I think it's more of a Mishpuka myself, but okay.
Mishpuka? Okay, And then, you know, if you look, I have an interesting fun fact here.
Oh,
Republican
yes.
fun fact. 46 bills on abortion, 113 on religion, 73 on family relationships, 36 on marriage, 72 on firearms, 604 bills on taxation, 467 bills on government investigation, and they blocked the American Jobs Act. So that about sums them up, right?
They're a bit obsessive about certain things, aren't they?
Just a bit obsessive. I mean, there's no war on women or anything like
that. And that helps exactly Jaina who? Nobody. Zero people. That helps zero people. All that.
Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous. And I think Mitch McConnell needs to come out of the closet, too. That's
oh,
just my,
now.
You know,
well, we don't
come on
know
now.
About
he
that.
He needs to come out of his shell. All right.
He's still single.
All right, thank you,
No, he's
Dana.
Not single. He's married
no,
to Elaine Chao.
He's married to Elaine Chao. He
former labor secretary.
He does
secretary.
Need to come out of his shell more. He's very introverted.
I think we got to refer to Isa as Joe McCarthy from
yes,
now on.
Yes, Joe McCarthy.
I like that.
Thank you. Point here. Listener said it. We just stole it. Now it's mine.
Yep.
Fred in Manhattan, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Fred.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
Good morning. I guess it's got to be me. Somebody's got to call you out. You can't make me believe that you didn't have that F-bomb blaster loaded, cocked, and upright in your bedroom the night before you went to bed, when you went to bed the night before last.
Yeah, that's right. It's a there's another. Well, Dara, I said we'll have to investigate my F-bomb,
right.
See whether it was planned in advance.
Oh my God!
He's like, trust me, it wasn't. She's
no.
just an incompetent whore.
Well, that's not
okay.
the, that's not the first time you've cursed on your show. It's not even the second time you've cursed on
no,
your show.
No, we've lost count now.
Yeah.
Oops. 29 minutes after the hour, right back with Representative Adam Schiff next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
In this scenario is a prostitute, a dirty, skanky, surgically enhanced Eastern European.
I got it.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, our phone number. All right. So, obviously, all this Fast and Furious Eric Holder stuff going on. We know a prosecutor, you know.
We do.
Who is our congressman from right here.
Who has
Burbank,
sat right here in this
right
chair.
Right there.
Yes.
And is now is right here on the phone. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, sir. I want to talk to you first about this Eric Holder stuff, because I, you know, as I'm trying to break this down, I'm going, okay, let me get this straight. A program started under the Bush administration that Eric Holder ended. It was somehow a conspiracy that the president wanted people to get killed so that he could enact gun control. I mean, you have literally a congressman in Dara Issa that has said that on Fox News, and he's allowed to hold this witch hunt congressional hearing.
Well, it's really a travesty because there are a lot of things that we can do to stem the flow of weapons south of our border, and unfortunately we have this mutually destructive trade where they send their drugs north and we send our guns south. And there's a lot we can do about it, but we're not. Instead, we're just going after in a highly politicized fashion anything we can do to attack the Attorney General. And I think it's a disgrace. I think it's a terrible distraction from the important work that we need to do.
Congressman, speaking of, you know, I know that the right wing went crazy when former Speaker Pelosi said that Republicans are pursuing these contempt charges because it's to suppress votes. I mean, they're saying they don't like his anti-voter ID laws. I mean, at this point, I'm more likely to believe that because this doesn't seem to make any sense. This does seem to be unprecedented, doesn't it, this whole contempt thing?
Well, it certainly is unprecedented use of the contempt power, the way they're going after it. And here's an attorney general who's turned over 8,000 documents, has appeared before committee 9 times to testify about this. And, of course, they keep moving the goalposts. They don't want to really resolve this issue. They want the fight. They want to be able to throw, a contemptuous piece of red meat to their base. And this is the way they do it, and they don't care what they do to the Attorney General or the Justice Department. But it obviously is a huge distraction from the work of the Justice Department. They don't like what the Attorney General is doing on a range of issues, including voter suppression. So they're happy to make him a target and continue to employ, you know, every partisan tool they can. And unfortunately, the contempt power of the Congress, which ought to be reserved for really unique and unusual circumstances and very important circumstances, is being so abused that when that power is really needed, no one is going to recognize it.
Well, that's right. And, Congressman, the other thing is, guess who agrees with him on voter suppression, for instance, in Florida? All 67 county supervisors, including Republicans in Florida. So, you know, this is not some crazy conspiracy theory that some states are trying to engage in pretty egregious voter suppression, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. You know, unfortunately, we're seeing an effort to really roll back the clock and make it more difficult for people to vote in particular states. And we should be moving in exactly the opposite direction. So I think it's really terrible after all the struggles the country went through to expand the franchise and ensure people's access to the, you know, foundational right. If you can't vote, all the other rights that flow from it are threatened. And I think it's a terrible direction to go in. And I applaud the Attorney General for fighting this vigorously and taking these voter suppression efforts to court. That's exactly what he should be doing.
Congressman Schiff, you have written and co-sponsored, a really important piece of legislation, and we couldn't have you on a more timely day because I don't know if you've seen this weekend, Mitt Romney and his campaign will host a retreat for top 100,000 and up campaign bundlers and donors. It'll be an opportunity for, quote, strategizing and fraternizing between those bankrolling the campaign and those running it, and Karl Rove will be there with his Crossroads, This is exactly the kind of thing that Citizens United has allowed. Tell us about your constitutional amendment.
Well, Stephanie, this is a path I went down very reluctantly because over the years I've seen a lot of bad proposals to amend the Constitution. It's not a door we want to open very wide and not something we want to contemplate very often. But the Supreme Court rulings over the last 20 or 30 years have so polluted our system with vast amounts of unregulated and now anonymous spending on elections, it's a real threat to the health of our democracy. And the problem goes back to Buckley versus Valeo, well before Citizens United, when the court said that a campaign expenditure is inherently different than a campaign contribution. And you can limit the one, but you can't limit the other. In other words, you can tell Sheldon Adelson that he can only give $5,000 to Newt Gingrich, but you can't put any limit on what he spends on behalf of Newt Gingrich. Now, that makes no sense to anyone. It makes a mockery of campaign finance reform, but that's where the Supreme Court has led us. And unfortunately, I think the only way we can undo that damage and allow the Congress to put reasonable limits on both campaign contributions and expenditures is by amending the Constitution. And that's what the amendment I drafted would do. It was actually written by Professor Larry Tribe, one of the preeminent constitutional scholars in the country, and it not only allows for reasonable content-neutral restrictions on campaign expenditures, But it also allows for the public financing of campaigns, because the Supreme Court also struck down an Arizona law passed by the voters in Arizona that said that if one candidate exceeded the campaign spending limits, that the other candidate could have access to public funding. Now, I don't think that states should be mandated to have a system like that, but if a state chooses to have a system like that, I don't think there's anything in the Constitution that either should or does preclude them from doing that.
Well, I have to tell you, the what was the last poll? 77% of the American people are with you on this issue, on Citizens United. One person commented on this thing this weekend. They said, leaders of an allied super PAC at a campaign event with major donors seems to make a mockery of the rule that bans coordination between a super PAC and a candidate. And this is exactly what Citizens United has opened the doors to.
Well, it has. And the doors were already partially open, and in Citizens United, Chief Justice Roberts and his majority threw the door off the hinges. And it's really, everything goes now. And Justice Alito might shake his head during the State of the Union speech. But if you look at the court's reasoning, it applies not only to unlimited and anonymous expenditures by American interests, but by foreign interests as well. Intellectually, if you believe that no one can limit speech and that money is speech, then it really doesn't matter who the speaker is. And I just don't think that's where we want to be.
Congressman, it exhausts me watching this Congress. I can only imagine what it's like being in it. President Obama once again has had to tell Congress to stop playing chicken with the student loan hike. Right, because this is going to double at the end of the month, and here we are again, where the Republicans' only solution is to take money from women's health. Is that where we're at again?
Well, exactly. Plus, Stephanie, we really don't have time to bother with trying to keep kids in college, because we have to have a contempt hearing and vote next week. Because, of course, that's what the people around the country are really clamoring for. And they don't really care about jobs, and they don't care about access to higher ed. What they really do care about is trying to hold an attorney general in contempt for not wanting to turn over internal deliberative communications, which the executive branch has never turned over.
That was sarcasm you were employing just then, right?
I recognize it, because I don't often use that.
That was splendid. So dry. All right. Dry as toast. All right. Representative Adam Schiff, always a pleasure. Thanks so much, and great job on the amendment, and thanks for talking to us about it.
It's a pleasure. Nice to talk with you.
You too, sir. There he goes, Representative Adam Schiff. Well, it's a very big day. It's Britt Hume's birthday, for God's sake. So
All journalists are bad. You like Britt Hume, don't you?
You know damn well I like Britt Hume.
And now the most riveting 2 minutes in television.
All right. Yeah, nobody articulates the right-wing vision better than Britt Hume. That was unedited Britt Hume tape, right?
This is unedited right here.
Yeah. Well said, sir. All right. 44 minutes after the hour, we roll along on a Fridays that will have people saying it in about an hour or so, here on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Kid tested, John Conyers approved. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Who knew there were so many Beaver Liquors in the country? Liquor stores. We got some t-shirts now, Beaver Liquors.
Mm, from Avon, Colorado.
Ah, okay.
Avon calling.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 48 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Let's go to Cindy in Michigan. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Cindy.
Hi. I just wanted to say, Mitt Romney and his pranks. When I saw that school bus
grandmother incident the last
few days.
That
was heartbreaking.
What was that?
I think that that's probably what the Romney campaign bus is like.
Wait, what was it? What happened? I missed this one.
The grandmother was a school bus monitor in, I believe, Ohio and or New York, Greece was the town. And she was sitting on the bus, and the kids, one of the kids had his phone and took pictures of her, and she was overweight. Yep. She just sat there, and they just kept making fun of her and picking at her, and they actually were touching her arms and her stomach.
They were fat.
Right, so they were poking her fat with a book.
Yeah, you're fat. You're terrible.
And they also they found out that her grandson, I believe, killed himself, and they were making fun of that.
Wow.
Right.
These
kids were about 13 years old.
Yeah.
But that's what I think of the Romney campaign bus. Mm-hmm. Just total humiliation.
Yeah.
And his thing is, his pranks are usually really passive-aggressive. It's like, I really want to bop you because I'm mad.
Well,
but
Cindy, it reminds me of the
look bad.
Right, it reminds me of the story of the blind, the half blind teacher that he walked into a glass door because he thought it was hilarious.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
One. I'll have to write that one down and add it to my list because he's like so. You
Cindy,
know,
are
really
you a, are you a mom?
No, I'm not. Oh. I'm an aunt, which is like, you know, I'm always around the kids and taking care of them. And
right. So is that funny, shoving your kid's face into a stick of butter?
No.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying is that he's thinking that's going to make me look cruel if I really hit you. So I'll just push your face in butter and smother you. Ha, ha, ha. And we'll make it a joke.
Yeah.
And, you know, all of his actions take the form of physical humiliation. I've been, you know, we pay attention. The hair cutting, the drenching the dog.
Well, it's all bullying.
On top of the car. And now pushing people's faces in food.
Yeah.
Kids' funny.
Faces in food.
Never been a fan of the prank humor myself.
I mean, he's a grown adult, you know, doing these things to kids. That's kind of abusive in my book. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Dave in Minneapolis, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Mama. I was thinking the other day, I was listening to this woman from Texas call earlier and talk about her pot of coffee. That was today, correct? I hope I'm not hallucinating. But
A woman that said she has to make her pot of coffee last all week. She's
right.
Yeah, yeah.
There are so many folks who I'm trying to understand who are poor, who are having things taken away from them by the radical right, and they still support them. They still support the Republican Party about what they're doing. And the other day I was thinking, you know, this reminds me, what if on the Titanic, everybody in steerage who was left behind was applauding and saying good luck to you on the Titanic as the rich and the first class folks got in their life rafts and rowed away. It's essentially the same thing. They're applauding them going off and continuing to make all their money while the poor sit in the ship and just kind of, you know, say, oh, well.
Yeah, Mitt Romney would have thought it was funny to poke a hole in someone's inflatable life raft, probably.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, this guy, I was bullied in high school. I was bullied terribly as, you know, this is before I even was out to myself as a gay man. And somehow bullies seem to as my dad would say, when I lived in a farm, and my dad would say, the weakest animal always gets attacked by the others. And it's the same sort of mentality. It's the same sort of mentality on the part of bullies. They sort of find out who the weakest person is.
And Dave, may I just say, I've met you at the Minneapolis State Ball, and you are not the weakest animal anymore. You're a big cuddly bear.
Oh, well, you know.
Handsome, romantic, big cuddly bear.
If self-esteem ever takes a hit, I just know I can listen to you.
Aww. I love you, Dave.
Love you too, Mama.
All right. Here's a story about a bear from Minneapolis.
Hey, boo-boo.
Hey, hey. Wow. Speaking of the rich, you know Joe Walsh, not the singer. The douche from Illinois, the congressman.
Mm-hmm.
He has some advice for Mitt Romney. Start bragging about your wealth. He told constituents that because making money is a good thing, Romney's key to success is to tout his wealth.
That'll go over well in this economy.
I take his advice. He's so likable.
It's a good thing in this country, Tammy Duckworth, to make money. Yeah. That is a good thing. I wish Mitt Romney would be proud of that. Mm. I wish Romney walked around every day in this campaign and said, you know what? Hold that. You know what? I'm real successful. Hey, you know what, America? I'm a rich guy. In fact, you might call me wealthy. That's me, Mitt Romney. You know what? I worked my butt off to get this way. And you know what? I want you to be rich like me.
Except he doesn't.
You can, and I want you to be. I don't shy away from that.
Right.
Rejoice in that.
Okay. Yeah, but then he had to talk about how he made his money, which is by firing people.
Take his advice. Yeah. I would do that at every campaign
stop.
Look at me.
Look how rich I am.
Look how rich I am. I am much richer than you.
Look at
don't
all the companies
like
I destroyed
more?
So I could make money off of it. Demise.
And if you vote for me, you'll be rich, just like me.
Uh-huh. Didn't you like the...
That's what they appeal to.
Didn't you like the derision in his voice when he said Tammy Duckworth?
Yeah.
Like,
Tammy
Duckworth. Leaving three of your limbs on the battlefield of your country.
Loser. The rich guy wouldn't have done that.
That's no way to make money.
You should have been out making money.
Send some other sucker to go off and lose their limbs on the battlefield.
Ugh, yeah.
That's the way rich people do
it. He's my particular favorite, that guy.
And he still owes child support.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
He'd be dead. Mike in Arizona, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Listen, I just want to talk real serious for a couple minutes about what really this Fast and Furious is. It's not about the Fast and Furious program. What this is back last year, Janet Napolitano destroyed some paperwork on an agent by the name of Jaime Zapata. You can look it up. He was killed deep in Mexico. He was involved in trying to follow these guns. Now, he was killed with those same guns. Now, the problem is... Eric Holder has had to cover for Janet Napolitano. Some of these guns came from a place.
Okay, Mike. You don't know that.
I know for a fact.
Oh, really?
What's your evidence?
You have access to the internal documents,
but you better believe it because
you do.
Gun sale.
All right. Okay. It's one of those guys.
I have access to the documents. You don't.
See, they think that proves it when they say look it up. Oh, yeah. Okay.
I was in my trailer in Apache Junction, and I saw it on the internet. That's my proof.
I've done seen it.
There's a fella on the TV which said that Napolitano did it. And I said, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. It's like that old Joan Rivers routine. Them rabbits, I've done seen them.
Yeah.
Bell in Tennessee, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
I think we should get together and do a conspiracy. This is satirical. Daryl Issa should call on John McCain and for contempt of Congress, because every time you say a country, then John McCain, who happens to be from Arizona, where this gun thing started, and then they covered up papers there and everything back when Bush was in there, and every time the Republican kind of gets these into trouble, you know, and things, they always paperwork always goes around, so then whoever is not responsible gets blamed.
Yep.
But we should get this conspiracy thing going.
All right. Okay. Yeah. John McCain. What did he know, and when did he know it? Huh? Sounds like something out of Matlock. And Grampy likes Matlock. Just saying. I don't really know what that
means. Grandpa, Matlock's not real.
Neither are my teeth. But I can still eat corn on the cob if someone cuts it off and smushes it into a fine paste. Now that's good eating.
That's pretty much Matlock. It was mashed up into a fine paste.
Vivian in Virginia. Hi, Viv.
Hey, Stephanie. Hey,
hi.
Gang.
Hi.
I want to make a comment about the 60 people, majority in the Democrats.
Yes.
Did not they see John McCain campaign for Joe Lieberman? I mean, Joe Lieberman campaign for John McCain?
Yes.
I mean, is he going to vote with us or the Republicans? I mean, they act like they have amnesia.
Yeah, and Vivian, as somebody pointed out earlier, we had not even 2 months of a majority. By the time Al Franken got in, Ted Kennedy was almost in the hospital and then died 2 months later. So it was not 3 years.
50
it was
days.
50 days that we had a majority.
Right.
Which, you know, good luck getting anything done with this Republican Congress.
You can't get legislation passed in 50 days.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a lot longer than that.
Right. But the Joe Lieberman, you know, Democrat, I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I love Vivian.
Joe Lieberman, as Julie Brown would say, you know, I know.
Joe Lieberman, douche.
Different D.
I don't know what that means.
58 minutes after the hour. Right back. Representative Jackie Speier joins us next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm walking on the
the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Happy Friday, everybody. 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Here we are live from California. You know what's great about that? We're in the same state as Representative Jackie Speier.
That's right.
Who's always doing something awesome, like picking up a Purple Heart here or there.
Oh.
Doing something awesome for people.
Yeah.
You know, veterans holding hearings, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
She joins us now. Good morning, Representative. I'm good. You have to join us live in studio here in L.A. sometime now that we're on Current because you look good on the TV.
Oh, you're sweet. And I would love to do it when I'm down in L.A.
Good.
So we'll make plans for it.
Good. I've seen you on the TV, and you are, you know what I'm saying. I'm just saying, if they had Congress's most beautiful people.
Oh, please.
and most awesome. Let's talk about, you know, there's so much going on, but there is such an important film that is coming out that you want to talk about. It's called The Invisible War. It's a documentary. Tell us about it. It debuts actually today.
It does. In 5 locations around the country, both in Los Angeles and San Francisco, and I encourage all your listeners to see it.
New York and Washington as well, correct?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's a film by Kirby Dick and Amy Zerling, and it is a profound piece of work that underscores what's wrong with the military and the way they handle rape. It makes the strongest case for, frankly, my legislation, which would take the reporting of rape out of the chain of command and place it in a separate office within the military where experts in terms of investigations and prosecutions would make the evaluation. Because right now, if you report it to your unit commander could be your rapist or the best friend of your rapist, or concerned about being promoted and doesn't want to have this, you know, black mark on his or her record for having had that kind of conduct going on under their watch. So it's a horrific problem in the military. 19,000 cases a year by DOD's own estimates, and only 13% report, because the word goes out. When you report, you are ostracized, you are labeled as a misfit, you are labeled with a personality disorder, and they find a way to discharge you from the military. And most people today are interested in careers when they join the military.
Right.
So it's horrific. And this film underscores it over and over and over again.
Well, you know, you've always been such a great advocate for the troops. I know we had you on not too long ago. You were, you held a hearing to help vets actually get their benefits.
Right.
Now, and you're going to speak it before the beginning of the showing in San Francisco tonight, right?
Along with one of the survivors. So it's an opportunity for those who are listening, if they're in the Bay Area, to come to a very powerful film, support it, and also find ways to support those men and women who've been victimized.
And down here in L.A., Lemley's NoHo 7 in North Hollywood is where it's playing. Representative, you know, it is interesting. You're such a great advocate for, spotlighting issues that may not be getting the attention they deserve. I mean, I was talking, I guess it was last week or the week before, about tragedy that suicides in the military have just surpassed combat deaths now.
It's true. One a day. The numbers right now suggest that one a day while they're in the military. That doesn't begin to address the suicides that take place after they are discharged. And there are an incredible number of them as well, because oftentimes they just can't get those horrible memories out of their minds, and they can't get access to the services they need. So, you know, war is more than hell. It is a horrific experience on so many levels. And for those of us that sit comfortably in our homes and are willing to send our men and women to serve in these horrendous circumstances, we need to think really long and hard to make sure we're there for all the right reasons.
Yeah. Well, you know, thank you. You're such a fierce advocate for the troops, for women. You know, you speak so clearly on so many of these issues. I'm not sure if you heard, but Mitt Romney says that the president did not get immigration reform done, despite all the helpfulness the Republicans have offered you for these last several years. Here, take a listen to Mitt Romney for a minute. Here we go.
This president had huge majorities in the House and Senate.
He
was free to pursue any policy he pleased, but he did nothing to advance a permanent fix for our broken immigration system. Nothing. Instead, he failed to act until facing a tough re-election and trying to secure your vote.
What do you have to say for yourself, Congresswoman, despite all the Republicans' helpfulness on immigration for so long?
Yeah, we've seen a lot of Republican helpfulness, haven't we, across the board. I would say that the steps he took last week were profound, and that so many young people who have been in this country not by their own volition, they're here because their parents brought them here, and who have shown themselves to be outstanding citizens, have every right to stay here for a period of time so they can complete their schooling and find a pathway to citizenship.
And as somebody pointed out earlier, Congresswoman, all I would ask is just some reporters in the mainstream media, that when Republicans say things like that, they point out that the Democrats had a supermajority for exactly 2 months. But by the time Al Franken was sworn in and before Ted Kennedy died.
Very good point. Yeah. Very good point. I think that, you know, it would be nice in this country if once in a while the two parties could say, you know, you're right. It's like there's nothing this president can do, not after he was able to bring down Osama bin Laden, something that President Bush was hungering to do for 8 years. Not even when he did that could they find themselves a way to say, good job, Mr. President.
Oh, no, they did give credit to George Bush, if you recall. I mean, it gets exhausting, doesn't it? It's just every issue. The president saying the other day, you know, stop with the student loan thing. Let's not play chicken with the student loan rates doubling. But here we are again, right?
And it does appear that the Senate is poised now to take some steps to do it. But, you know, again, on that issue, we have to do a keeping the interest rate for student loans. But when we give a tax break to 97 businesses in this country that's costing much more, $40 billion, there was no pay for when the House passed that piece of stuff.
There you go. You meant legislation. Sure. You just don't have one of these buttons. Well, you know, and I mean, you've been such a fierce advocate, not just for women's health, but, you know, health care in general. And, you know, as we await the Supreme Court ruling, isn't it just nauseating to you how they're scrambling to try and now figure out what to do? And a lot of their ideas sound like exactly what we passed and tried to get them to come to the table on for how many years, right?
You know, the bill that was actually passed was a bill that Republicans supported and promoted over a decade ago. In fact, the Heritage Foundation actually promoted an individual mandate. Yeah. It talks about individual responsibility. And if you don't spread the net wide enough, you can't begin to provide the benefits that we all now find so attractive. Having our children on our insurance policies until they're 26, being able to go and have health screenings, whether it's mammograms or colonoscopies, and not have to pay a copay. I mean, those are all benefits. Seniors that don't have to pay the high price of drugs when they get into the donut hole, they're reduced by 50%. All those benefits just disappear.
Hello, 12.8 million people are going to receive insurance rebates as a result of the Affordable Care Act because, requires insurers to spend, 80 to 85% of premium dollars on health care services or issue rebates to policyholders. So, you know, literally 12.8 million Americans will receive $1.1 billion in rebates.
Yeah, I think they might like that, don't you?
Yeah, gee, there's a new idea. Well, we will, I'm sure, in the wake of the Supreme Court, talk to you again real soon. But in the meantime, the film is The Invisible War, a documentary you have to see, and it's opening in Los Angeles, New York, San Francisco, and Washington tonight.
And it's at the Metreon in San Francisco, and I'll be there at the 7 p.m. showing. It starts at the first showing, I think, at 11 a.m.
Okay. Right. Oh, you'll be at you're speaking at the one before the 7 p.m. showing, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. There she is, Representative Jackie Speier. Congresswoman, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Stephanie.
All right. There she goes.
I love her.
She's awesome. You were saying this movie looks really good, the Abraham Lincoln
Vampire Hunter.
Yeah. Well, can't be as good as this one.
History tells us that Willard Mitt Romney ran for president in 2012. But history doesn't tell the whole story.
Vampires are not people, my friend. I'm here to turn the living dead. into a living nightmare.
Mitt Romney, vampire hunter.
For taking off your head, this axe is just the right height, my friend.
He ran for president for 67 years.
None of these vampires have any experience running a business.
Mitt Romney, vampire hunter. Mediocrity shall not perish from the earth.
Rocky Mountain Mike. Rocky Mountain Mike. Diana in Houston to answer my question about whether it's funny to shove your kids' faces in butter. Hi, Diana.
Hi, Steph. How you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
First, I wanted to say that as a parent, it's a no-brainer. All you have to have for the answer is a face. No one wants anything stuck in their face, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And don't we teach our kids not to put things up their nose, like fingers, illicit drugs, you know?
Yeah.
I think butter would stand to reason.
Yeah. Well, it could get in your eyes. I mean, it's the same reason, Diana, we say, even if we're for the cause, like, say, pro-gay rights, but, you know, I'm not for glitter bombing, because, it is a form of assault. You don't
know. Or the pie throwing.
It can hit someone. Yeah, it can get in someone. Right.
You teach them they have no control. That's like hugging a kid too much, or holding them longer than they want to be held, or holding them down and tickling them. You're taking their control away, and then later on in life, they don't know when to tell someone to stop.
Yeah, yeah. See, that's why I don't have kids, because I'm kind of clingy. I'd be like Pepe Le Pew. I'd just be wrapped around their head. Give mama kisses.
Oh, can I talk about something else real quick?
Yes.
The nice side to the bus lady story.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the great side is someone started an account to raise $5,000 to send her on vacation. Mm-hmm. That money has grown to almost $500,000.
Yeah, if she can retire
that's
now.
That's awesome. All right, honey,
cool.
Good.
Yeah.
Thank God there's a happy ending. All right. By the way, yeah, I do. I do force attention on my dogs if they don't want. A lot of times I have insomnia, and I just I smoosh them up, and they're like, we're sleeping. I'm like,
Try doing that with a cat. You will not have
no,
a face.
No, I would not.
After that.
All right, 19 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's like a Mensa meeting with fart jokes. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
They call me hell. They call me
Steffi.
They call me hell. They call me
Stephanie Miller.
They call my name. They call my name. They call my name.
Okay.
It is the. They call me Stacy.
I did. Really? No, they call me repetitive and repetitious. And I say things over and over again.
That's why they couldn't just be one ting. They had to be the ting,
ting, ting, ting, ting, ting, ting, ting,
ting. They're repetitive.
Uh-huh. 24 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. So you heard the breaking news yesterday. It's just. I know. I'm.
What breaking news? There's.
I'm kind
a
of.
Lot.
Well, I'm. It only matters if it pertains to me, because I'm such a geek. Who is our guest live in studio right there Tuesday?
I forgot already.
For the God's sakes, you produce this show.
I know.
Orly Tate.
Yeah. Oh, this coming Tuesday. God. Yes.
We have to get the Rocky Mountain Mike bit ready. The I'm a birther.
He's kind of rejiggering that for her.
Who's a birther?
So we'll
Wouldn't
have.
Would you like to be a birther? Oh, too?
We'll have an updated one on.
I have a bad
week.
Feeling about this.
Anyway, my fans, helpers, we ask for questions.
Yep.
For instance, we want something that will result in the answer moose and squirrel.
Well, yeah. That's...
And I'm going to interrupt her just to hear her say, let me finish. Just once. Let me finish!
Well, I told you the other day, you say, what do Sarah Palin and Mike Huckabee have when they meet for lunch?
Moose and squirrel. Okay, Rob has some questions for Orly. I didn't know even some of this.
Okay.
Tate has made some other Obama-related claims, including a number of homosexuals from Obama's former church have died mysteriously. We need to ask her about that.
Okay.
Obama or someone connected to him has made threats to Tate's life and vandalized her car. So we may need to have Rebecca guard her car in the parking structure, so we make sure nothing, you know.
This structure's pretty well guarded.
Okay. Osama bin Laden was killed years ago. His body kept on ice, and the announcement of his death was timed to divert attention from an upcoming court case she is litigating against challenging Obama's citizenship. All right. Thank you, Rob.
Well, are you sure you just want her in for one segment?
Yeah, we have a lot to cover.
Yeah.
We're going to have to see how that goes.
Okay.
Have her back.
All right.
Well, bin Laden was reported to have died many years ago, but there are various versions of that, so who knows?
Yeah. Okay. Was it, you know, dry ice? What kind of ice? Was it, you know? Mm. Okay.
What's in the box? What's in the box?
Maybe it's just really cold
butter.
Is it
the stuff that, like, Sherry's Berries comes in, or was it actual ice?
No, it was the box that was mailed to Brad Pitt at the end of Seven.
Ah, of course.
Yes. What's in the box?
Wow, you're just an acting fool this morning, aren't you? You know. All right, Lynn in Albuquerque. More of a drama queen than Daryl Issa.
Uh-huh. I just think of the Shatner parody of that.
Oh.
Hey, Lynn in Albuquerque, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
Hi, I love you and the Mooks.
I love you.
You had mentioned a T-shirt a little earlier that you got from Avon. From Beaver, Colorado?
Yes, Beaver Liquors, the liquor store.
Yeah, from Beaver Liquors. My husband and I used to hang out up there while he was doing a construction project. They have a dive shop up there. It's called Beaver Divers.
Beaver Divers.
I don't know if you knew about that.
You and your husband are very, very immature.
Do they do a lot of diving in Colorado?
I'm sorry, what?
Do they do a lot of diving in Colorado?
Well, Beaver's way up there in the mountains.
Well, Denver is a city by the bay, so.
Well, of course they do diving up there.
In the bay, sure.
Denver,
all right,
Denver,
all right, thank you.
City
man.
By the bay.
You silly, immature little woman.
Oh,
where does she get that sort of Beaver immature divers. Humor from? What? Buddy in Columbus. Hi, buddy. Welcome.
Hey, Mama, Mooks, Jackie.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I mean, I'm excited. It was Jackie times two today.
Yes.
It was a double Jackie day. Yeah.
Hey, Mama, you no longer use the word that Mitt Romney's the most awkward man in the world.
Yes.
I've come to the conclusion he's covering up. He's a sick, twisted freak.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's to the point where, you know, like one times, you know, random chance, two times bad luck, but time after time, incidents where he is cruel to other people
and animals.
Yeah, and I love that he sent his sons out to try to humanize him and make him seem more. Yeah. And you're like, oh,
I mean,
that's just. Hmm?
What is funny about shoving another person's face into food? That's abuse. And you're tying a dog to the roof of the car, making millions off the suffering of others, hiding that money in Swiss bank accounts as you're running for president of the United States. You know, the thing is, I think his awkwardness comes from the fact that he's trying to hide the fact that, you know, he's a sick, twisted freak.
Yeah.
Mid's right.
Yeah. All right, buddy. I wondered if everybody else had the same.
Maybe a sociopath, you know.
I was trying, because you guys, you know, because you feel like you have to, you come hang at my house sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Drinking some wine. I'm just wondering how funny you would think it is. I don't think you'd think it's funny if I started.
Well, you could put my face in that
would
mustard
you like to
cheese.
Try?
That
I think I'd be stuck in, like, my bushes. You guys are just like.
I could throw you.
You could. 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
We need to talk about
Stephanie Miller.
She's unfocused, scribbling nonsense, living in a world of her own.
That's me.
Yeah.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after
and
the hour.
And Harry Shearer would know. He's been a guest many times.
Yeah.
1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Uh-oh. Friday Fun Stack.
Uh-oh.
Involves some disturbing stories. A violent leprechaun attack reported in Seattle.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah, following the proliferation of zombie-related news, it appears America has now moved on to attacks by other fantastical characters. Early last Saturday morning, Seattle police arrived at the scene of a bar fight that left one man covered in blood and screaming his pain, his hand head held in his hands. When officers asked who had attacked him, he responded, "It was a bunch of leprechauns."
Oh. Cave and leprechauns. All I wanted was a pack of gold.
And Lucky Charms.
Now they're Lucky Charms.
The victim claims the leprechauns in question were angry at him for dancing with a woman at the bar. One of them was reportedly wearing a white tank top. That doesn't seem like normal leprechaun wear. Don't they usually wear jaunty jackets with buckles?
Yeah. Hmm. They don't wear white tank tops.
Hmm.
I don't even think they get them in that size.
The leprechauns have yet to be apprehended, according
well,
to the story.
Of course, you can't find it, little buggers.
This story ends, though. Be vigilant, all ye travelers.
Be vigilant, all ye travelers. The leprechauns will get you.
Maybe that'll finally replace this whole vampire thing. I'm getting so sick of the vampire craze.
Yeah.
Let's have shows about leprechauns.
Where's good zombie news when you need it? All right. John in Florida, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. John, you spotted any zombies lately in Florida?
Not yet.
All right. The weekend's just getting started.
That's right.
Then yeah. Scott.
How are you this morning?
Good. Go ahead, John.
Good. Good morning, Chris and Sting. Chris and Jim.
Hello. Sting. Yes, that's me.
I call him Sting.
You know that the Republicans are running on jobs, and we heard this in 2010. I like to ask them, where are the jobs at?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now Romney's running on jobs, and it's the damn old Congress has got the jobs. If they want jobs, why don't they ask the Congress to get
yep.
the jobs?
Well, John, somebody
get jobs.
Right. Somebody called earlier with actually the numbers of bills the Republicans have passed, and they literally are all about I don't even know what religion, mm-hmm. anti-choice. I don't mm-hmm. I don't even know what else. Women's health. I mean, it just there's nothing about jobs that they've passed.
Right. Jobs, and they don't want to have any kind of national health care except for themselves.
Yeah. Maureen in New York. Hi, Maureen.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey.
Go ahead.
I just have a question. When I first voted for Barack Obama,
uh-huh.
my biggest wish as a progressive was that we punish Bush, Cheney, Rove, that we all put them through hearings. And Barack took the high road and said, no.
Yep.
You know, we're going to let that go. Is there any chance we're going to do this time around?
Yeah,
is there any law that says that ISA can be charged with...
Well, Maureen, you make a good point that this is the difference between Republicans and Democrats.
Right.
I mean, this is, you know, the minute you give them power, I mean, it's obviously a witch hunt. Eric Holder yesterday.
I would say that the action that the committee took yesterday was both unwarranted, unnecessary, and unprecedented.
I think, as Congressman Schiff told us earlier, first of all, I was saying, a program started under Bush that Eric Holder stopped,
yeah.
that he's made how many appearances and supplied how many documents for. I mean, this is just completely mm-hmm. unnecessary.
Yep.
It's Jay Carney yesterday.
The documents over which privilege is being asserted are internal executive branch documents that have to do with response to congressional inquiries, response to media inquiries. Those kinds of deliberations have been protected under privilege as a matter of the separation of powers enshrined in the Constitution by administrations of both parties dating back 30 years.
Yeah,
and
what,
you
Bush
might
did
endanger
it,
the lives of people out in the field.
Mm-hmm. Were, right. You know. Bush did it, what, six times?
Six times.
And, you know, what do you call it? ISA calls this, oh, well, this was untimely. It's like he only did it because I'm sure he couldn't believe you're going this far with
yeah.
this. They were making every effort to resolve this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that they did that, obviously, because they felt they had no other choice.
And ISA's doing it because it's an election year.
That's right.
Yeah,
it's the only reason.
Daryl McCarthy. As no. he's decided his name is.
No. Joe McCarthy.
Yes, right.
Congressional Republicans are focused on this politically motivated, taxpayer-funded election year fishing expedition.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yes, I'm sorry, I screwed that up. Joe McCarthy. That was what a listener coined, though. He's Joe McCarthy.
What a tax hole.
He is and also a tax hole. Jay Carney again.
The Attorney General has made clear on numerous occasions, including the eight times he has testified on Capitol Hill with regard to this matter, that he, when he learned about it, took this matter exceptionally seriously.
Yeah, and by the way, the Attorney General has a lot of stuff to do.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, he spends all his time getting hauled into Congress for this ridiculous
No, you have to sit here and talk to me. That's your job.
Well, it makes me agree with Nancy Pelosi that I would guess maybe they want him to take his eye off the ball in terms of voter suppressions, you know, because he spends 24-7.
I'm sure there's something to that. Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, look, what? Jackie Speier was on the show this morning, and here she is now.
There's no cover-up here. There's no 20 minutes of a tape that's been wiped out.
Thank you. Because they're making comparisons to Watergate. Are you kidding me?
I love Jackie Speier so much.
I mm-hmm. do, too. The boner.
The decision to invoke executive privilege is an admission. And the White House officials were involved in decisions that misled the Congress and have covered up the truth.
He knows that is completely untrue.
You're lying, sacred crap. You're lying, sacred crap.
Proof.
You're lying,
scheming. I'm a raging alcoholic.
Liquid crap.
Chain smoker. Oh, that's not what I meant
to say.
He knows
that is patently untrue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is about getting to the truth for the American people and the Kennedy family.
The truth is about truth.
I can't remember.
Jim in New Haven, Connecticut. Hi, Jim.
Good morning, Mama and company. How are y'all doing?
Good morning.
Two things quick. At this point, Governor Sociopath, do you think he's actually going to tell a humorous antecedent about how he took one of his employees in one of his factories down south and threw him into a moving buzzsaw and then laugh about it?
Yeah, I mean, I just was curious if that struck you the same way as it struck me, these stories that his sons told on Conan. I know they're supposed to be warm family anecdotes, but I was like,
the dog story was.
Yeah, oh, yeah, getting my face shoved in butter. all right, Minton spoke yesterday to a Hispanic group. Awkward.
Yeah. He got a tepid response.
Yeah, he got some boos, too, but Mitt Romney.
People have asked if I will let stand the president's executive order. The answer is that I will put in place my own long-term solution that will replace and supersede the president's temporary measure. As president, I won't settle for stopgap measures. I'll work with Republicans and Democrats to build a long-term solution.
Okay, so what's your solution?
Really bad solution?
What is your solution, sir? What's your solution?
You
got long-term
nothing.
Solution.
Yeah, nothing.
Bipartisan long-term solution to do stuff of some kind.
Yeah, this is what it's claptrap. He does not. He pledged to address illegal immigration in a civil but resolute manner. having it both ways.
And he said nothing different that he hasn't said before.
Literally, there he's starting to be on both sides of the issue. In a speech before Hispanic leaders, he made only passing mention of his promise to complete a 2,000-mile border fence. Remember, he was all about that during the primary. Instead, he attacked Obama's new plan. This is all he's got. It's like, this is a temporary... because he can't get anything else done with this solid wall of Republican obstruction. As president, I won't settle for a stopgap measure. Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. I love this part. He said, we may not always agree, but when I make a promise to you, I'll keep it. You know how he's always been so resolute once he's on one side of an issue, my friends.
I absolutely believe in this 100%, except it's a terrible idea.
Yes.
I hate it. And whoever suggested it ought to be had their face shoved in butter.
During the primaries, he, of course, focused almost exclusively on border security and on English as the official language. So, of course, on Thursday, he devoted only one sentence in a 17-minute speech to the fence and ignored language issues altogether. Because he knows what the applause lines were in that gang at the Republican primaries. He did know, however, his father's birth to American parents living in a Mormon colony in Mexico. See how he was pandering to that crowd?
Interesting. Now he's...
So you're allowed to bring up that whole Mexico story when you're pandering to Hispanics.
But,
but any other time, you're not allowed to bring it up. It doesn't exist. Okay. Wow.
Wow. It's also perfectly clear.
Went to Mexico so they could practice, you know.
Polygamy. Which was illegal here in America.
Just saying.
But it wasn't illegal in Mexico.
No.
So, gotcha, I think, kind of. I should probably stop talking.
Yeah, an analysis of what he said, it's unclear how many of his promises on immigration reform, such as granting green cards to high-tech graduates, could be accomplished without congressional action. In front of an audience of Republican primary voters, he called the Dream Act a handout and promised to veto it, said an Obama spokesman. It was clear that Romney was on unfriendly turf. He said, at one point, if jobs are your priority, you've got to get rid of Obamacare, offering a line that usually prompts cheers at his rallies. But among the Hispanic crowd Thursday, only a handful applauded.
Okay.
At least one person booed.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, he's not used to unfriendly crowds.
Well, hey, that's not allowed. Who do you think you are? I'm going to send you people back where you came from. Oh,
there was one Hispanic Snoopy. In. I love this. He also vowed to offer illegal immigrants who serve in the military a path to legal status. Oh, really?
Well,
yeah, that would be
new.
Called the Dream Act, which you said you would veto.
An idiot.
He highlighted what he calls the president's broken promises to deliver comprehensive immigration reform. You see what he did there? Because the Republicans were so helpful in that regard, and the president just broke his own Huh? Despite his promises, President Obama has failed to address immigration reform, Romney's.
I don't think he understands the way the government works.
Wow. For 2 years, the president had huge majorities, blah, 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 blah. The
not true.
No. He did nothing.
They allowed him to stand up there and lie to them?
Wow.
I mean, you can't rewrite not only history, but that recent of history. Okay. I mean, to me, that's even worse. It's calling Hispanic people stupid. Yeah. Like, they don't know what just happened with the DREAM Act in Congress, you know, whenever, a year ago, 2 years ago. All right, 45 minutes after the hour, we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
That happened, and we all let it happen.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Shiny, happy people holding. Shiny, happy people holding. Shiny, happy people laughing.
Okay, now I see why I don't go see movies like that. Yeah. All right, 15 minutes after the hour, it's the Stephanie Miller
so
Show.
So she didn't get my Brad Pitt reference earlier because she's never seen Seven. I had to tell you the ending of it.
I don't go to scary movies.
Your life is
okay,
a scary
so
movie.
He mailed her, the killer mailed Gwyneth Paltrow's head to him in a box?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Oh, spoiled the ending for
great.
Her.
I mean, that came out in 96 or whatever.
I think it's the ending.
Yeah. So I don't think we're a spoiler here.
Okay.
And so he became the last two Deadly Sins.
Right.
Like Wrath and something, yeah.
Sloth.
Tells me everything I need to know.
No, Sloth was the guy who was tied to his... Ben.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Kind of mummified.
Who is Lust? That's right.
You can't talk about Lust on the air. That was the
squeezy,
knife.
Squeezy
that was,
okay, I don't want to stop. I don't want to.
It's a gruesome movie.
All right, 51 minutes after the hour. This hour of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. Make the most of your color with the very best paint. Ask Sherwin-Williams, won't you? Ding. Okay, so we were, speaking of distasteful, the Sandusky trial. It's just that. I know. Are we supposed to be alleged? When are they having a verdict? Do we know?
Whenever the jury is done deliberating.
Yeah, this was a bombshell. Matt Sandusky, his son, says he was prepared to take the witness stand against his father. His adopted son said that his father abused him. So they're saying that's why Jerry Sandusky decided against testifying, because they could have called Matt Sandusky. Because otherwise, it's too late, because then if they had just introduced him, they would have probably gotten a continuance, and it would have gone on for months. And in the past, Matt Sandusky has defended his father over allegations he abused young boys, blah, blah. Following Jerry Sandusky's arrest in November, Jill Jones, the ex-wife of Matt Sandusky, went to the police to obtain a restraining order to keep her father-in-law from hosting sleepovers with Jill and Matt's three young children. When victim number four testified, he said Matt became visibly nervous when Jerry Sandusky tried to engage in a soap battle with boys in the shower. Victim four testified Matt Sandusky shut off his shower and went to another locker room.
It seems like a lot of people knew what was going on, but didn't say anything.
They said, we knew he showered with boys, but I didn't see anything. But
he's showering with boys! Yes. That's not right!
Yeah. It's just some of the testimony. I have a friend that anyone that suffered abuse, it really is horrific. That took a turn for the really weird yesterday. So we'll see what happens with the verdict. But I know that's why I'd be a bad juror. I'm like, seems really guilty to me. what do I have to see any more evidence? You know. I mean, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
I don't think you've ever served on a jury, have you?
No, uh-uh. I would get dismissed immediately.
Oh, I don't know about that. They love the crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
Guilty! You haven't even heard anything yet. But
Nita,
I just know.
Nita in Oakland, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Nita.
Hi, Stephanie. Rock. You totally rock.
Thank you.
I just like to say that I find Mitt Romney to be quite frightening in a Lord of the Flies kind of way.
Yes.
He calls himself a job creator, and he's a decimator. He takes living wage jobs and then replaces them with minimum wage jobs no benefits. And I just pray that people have been paying attention and that they remember in November the obstruction of the Tea Party, who lied to get into office promising jobs when they knew that their primary objective was to sabotage the American economy to make our president look bad so that he'd only have one term.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Nita.
And also, people like Romney don't even believe in a minimum wage.
I know.
You know, they're lucky to get that under the Romney administration.
Julian Seattle sent me the mitt to Republican governors Ixnay on the recovery ray. It's nice. I'm not really good at the
Latin pay.
Pig Latin, no. Yeah, Ig Latin pay.
Yeah, you did it right. Okay, kind of.
Yeah, Romney campaign wants people to stop talking about how much better the economy is doing before it wrecks Mitt's prom theme, the economy sucks and it's Obama's fault. Julie's media rant today. Why is it so bewildering to the media talkers that people are now telling pollsters I'm better off than I was 3 years ago? Most of us are. The banks aren't failing. Jobs aren't jumping off the cliff at a million a month. The stock market is basically back to where it was before the crash. No new wars started by neocon idiots. It was a lot worse when Obama started. We're better off. Duh.
Yep.
Duh.
But I've heard said everything is worse under the president.
Yeah,
it's on the TV.
I love the story this week. Romney campaign asks Governor Scott to downplay job gains. They asked Rick Scott to tone down his statements heralding improvements in the state's economy because they clash with Mitt's message that the nation is suffering under Barack Obama. Scott was actually asked to say that the state's jobless rate would improve faster under Romney presidency.
Really?
What? Sure. What's unfolding in Florida highlights a dilemma for the Romney camp, how to allow Republican governors to take credit for economic improvements in their states while faulting Obama's stewardship. That's a neat trick.
Yeah.
That's a neat trick.
There's a lot of lying involved.
Yeah. Rich Saul's approval rating is 39%. The Republican Party ran an ad there in crediting Scott with putting more Floridians to work. One analyst said, the first time I saw the ad, I thought it was an Obama ad. In Ohio, of course, Governor Kasich has been publicly touting the state's falling unemployment rate. Every outside analyst said, it's because of the auto rescue.
Right. Did you ever have a governor who was an idiot?
Thank you, Jim.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The two Republicans campaigned, Kasich Romney, at a university there in Columbus, where Romney described a difficult job market for graduating seniors, and Kasich talked about the state's unfilled jobs. What? Don't say that. No unfilled jobs. What? Asked about the conflict, Kasich told reporters, although Ohio's economy is improving, uncertainty from the president's policies on health care tax puts the wind in their face.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then they're wind in the hair and lead in the pencil if Mitt Romney were president, you see. Now it's with Obama. It's only
wind
in
the face.
Yeah.
And then we need a drink to kill the bug that we have up our ass.
Yes,
we're
going
to need a lot of drinks to kill the bug you have up your ass.
Up our Republican ass.
Yes. Wind in the hair, lead in the pencil.
Speaking of Republican asses, Michigan Governor Rick Snyder called Michigan the comeback state of the United States. Huh. What could that be? Let's see.
What?
Detroit is in Michigan.
What do they make there in Detroit?
Automobiles.
Again.
Jalopies.
Noting its jobless rate dropped to 8.5% from 14.2%.
That's actually good. That's progress.
Where did those jobs come from?
Yeah.
Auto rescue, maybe.
Huh.
In Virginia, Transvaginal Bob aired an ad that touts gains in the economy since he took office. Scott Walker saying economic progress, the component of his successful defense against the recall. Oh, nothing to do with Koch brothers' money.
No. No,
nothing to do with millions and millions of dollars there.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Indeed. Wow, indeed. All right. 58 minutes after the hour, sexy liberal John Fugelsang joins us at the bottom of the hour. Next hour, we have Celebrity Stack, much more right-wing world as we continue on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's The Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Don't I look surprised to be here sometimes?
Sometimes, yes.
What?
And now people can see it now that we're on the current TV.
6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-1 here. STEP-1-2.
What?
I'm sorry. You know what? I'm really tired.
That was your excuse yesterday.
And when? When I dropped the F-bomb?
Yes.
And how did Tim and Dallas somehow got the... Because we caught it.
And Current caught it
Current
as well.
Yeah, so the F-bomb did not get on the air.
Right.
But somehow yeah.
Somehow he got
he a live feed to his house.
Daryl Issa, can I going to be hauled before Congress to testify before Daryl Issa?
I think he might work in a satellite center or something, because that that's not the first time he's gotten some behind-the-scenes chatter from this show.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Maybe he's CIA.
Oh, dear.
Or NSA.
Oh, the behind-the-scenes chatter could get us in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, especially when you were in New York and we were here, and sometimes we'd have to talk down the line.
Yeah.
Yes.
Zoinks. Mm-hmm. All right. Another reason New York was a bad idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, don't tell anyone this. You just did.
I still don't get the whole open microphone thing.
I think you were even telling me about some girlfriend things back then, too, and you weren't...
You weren't officially out yet.
And there's been lots of them. things. Okay. So what was I going to... Oh, my friend was saying, oh, the funniest part was you. And I said, it's hard to, you know, how long have we... Well, I'll use the term lightly, friends. We've been friends.
We've worked together for 15 years.
Is that the way you refer to it?
Yes.
Yeah,
you,
we've
you
all
pay
known
me,
each other.
So I'm your friend.
I pay you to be... You're my pay friend. and I still
don't know. I'm feeling a lot less friendly today.
And I still invite you guys to my house.
That's
because
right.
I know that you'll feel obligated because I pay you to be my friend.
Right. And we drink your liquor.
We drink your liquor.
Yes, and take advantage
cheese.
Of me.
Yeah.
It's my life story.
And eat your cheese, exactly.
And my tuna. My brand of tuna is best.
Oh, yes. Boy. Everyone knows that.
My point is, I was saying that it's hard. You can only look at someone that you've known and worked with that closely for 15 years with that degree of sort of just hatred and white-hot kind of, oh, you stupid.
Remember what I said in
1998?
Oh. Yeah, well, it's still true.
Well, there was that one famous time where you made the guy repeat the curse word.
Oh, yeah, and then you couldn't catch it on delay because I'm like, I'm sorry,
because
what
it was already
say?
Dumped.
Did you just say,
I thought you said,
right.
Okay, a caller called and called you the C word. And
and I asked again.
And you said, I'm sorry, what did, and so I dumped it, and you said, I'm sorry, what did you say? And by that time, we have no more time left to dump.
Right.
And I don't need to outsource that job, because as I recall, you filled that role before.
Yes.
Never forget that morning, will we, Jim? If I had any shred of self-esteem, I would have fired you long ago.
And yet you continue to pay me.
Like, excuse me? All right.
I think I was in a mood that morning.
Wow. I'll say.
Sorry.
It took us years to get your panties out of that bunch. Okay. All right. At least I have a love letter from Rob. Rob writes, Steph, this is kind of the typical one. I've had a long-standing crush on you, but that's when I thought I was straight.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. All right. I know.
Yeah, that. Letters always end like that.
I came out to my family about 6 months before you came out. All right.
Aww.
Whatever.
That's very sweet. All right. Oh, yeah, that's why I'm tempted. I told you I'm not on Facebook personally, just the show. And so I've been tempted because my college boyfriend asked me to, and I'm dying to, because it looks a little Brokeback Mountain. He has a cowboy hat on, he's kissing a horse. And I'm going, okay, now I'm tempted to see if I have turned yet another guy gay, because that would be something, wouldn't it? If it was my high school and my college boyfriend that turned gay, I got some mad skills.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's another, I'm just telling you, the evils of Facebook. Woman, investigators say a woman and a man broke into the homes of her Facebook friends after finding out they were out of town by their posts.
Oh, wow.
Okay, that's worth a defriending there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, they're such cute vacation pictures. When are you back?
Yeah, we'll be out of town from this time to this time.
Facebook is just
they get
stupid.
No pokes.
The alarm code is...
yes. Look, here is what? Stop it. All right. Oh,
overshare.
Oversharing. Another unsolicited testimonial. Check it out. We're helpers here at the Stephanie Miller Show. Jen says, hi, Steph. Want to let you know how much you helped me make my best friend's day amazing. She's been in the hospital for the past week having had surgery. She was in ICU till yesterday because she lives in Chicago. I live in Michigan. I couldn't go see her. I did the next best thing. I went to Sherry's Berries. And I put your name in the box, which allowed me to order a half dozen of the fancy chocolate-covered strawberries. I spent a little extra so they would get to her today. It was so worth it. Turned out she was having a really bad day. As soon as she opened the box, and when her day improved 1,000%.
Aw.
I know it has to help her recovery. She was so happy she posted a picture of them on Facebook.
Aw.
By the way, I'm in the hospital, and here's my alarm code. But thanks for the strawberries. I talked her up. She got home, and she sounded so much better than she did yesterday. She said they were the perfect thing. Thanks for making my friend's previously rotten day a great day after all. Listen, typing Stephanie in the box, it gives you all sorts of magical wonders in your life.
Mm.
Okay. Well, you know what? If I'd gotten fired for dropping the F-bomb yesterday, I might have been this. I might have been a hot dog hooker. She is the woman in New York, the hot dog hooker.
I remember her, yes.
Mm-hmm. She became known as the hot dog hooker. She was sentenced to time served after being recorded offering sex to an undercover cop from her hot dog truck.
Ah, well, an appropriate place to do that, I guess.
Speaking to reporters after her sentence, she revealed a bikini top under her clothes and said she would show my boobs when she returns to work and maybe continue stripping, but she will not offer sex. So she's learned her lesson, the hot dog hooker.
That, I saw a video of her when she was being let out of jail or whatever, and she looks a little road hard and put up wet.
Really?
Yeah. A little bit. She talks with the cigarette voice like this.
Who wants to see my boobs?
Yeah, kind of like that.
Who wants to see my cans? You want a hot dog? Okay, let's dive into the right wing world.
I've been around the block a time or two.
Yeah, I know.
Let's dive into the right wing world, see what's doing, shall we, kids? Here we go. Rush Limbaugh on the, are we on the Fast and Furious? I'm guessing we will be forever. Uh-huh.
What would be more illegal than giving weapons to murderous drug cartels in order to be able to curtail the Second Amendment rights guaranteed Americans by the Constitution?
Come on.
What in the name of Sam Hill is legal about seeing to it that you create crime? That's what this administration did. They gave weapons, popularly called assault weapons, which they wanted banned. And the American people did not want them banned.
Wow.
And the elected representatives of the people did not ban them. And that wasn't good enough for Obama, and that wasn't good enough for Holder.
No.
To hell with the American people, and to hell with the Congress. We'll figure out a way to get rid of these guns, and they came up with Fast and Furious.
No, Wow-wee. The Bush administration came up with Fast and Furious.
See, that's where that lunatic right-wing fringe conspiracy stuff, that used to live over there.
Yeah.
But Daryl Issa, or Joe McCarthy, as we call him, said the same thing. On Hannity, and he gets to have a congressional investigation with subpoena power.
Yep.
That's what you voted for.
The fact
for.
That Obama hasn't gone after your guns is proof that he's going after your guns.
Clearly. See what he did there? Peter Johnson, whose name is Peter Johnson.
It's kind of like a note from someone's papa at home that the dog ate the homework. It's been due for 18 months, but last night the dog kind of ate the homework, and we put together this 9-page letter, and we're not going to give it to you. We don't owe it to you. And in a respectful way, let me say, it's laughable. It's pathetic and insulting.
Yes, and I'm sure he said that every six times that President Bush claimed executive privilege.
Right.
Yes?
Insulting. And it's, Bush did. Oh, never mind.
Okay. Wow. Kimberly Guilfoyle.
Kimberly Guilfoyle.
Hannity.
So far, all indicators point to the fact that this is an abuse of discretion by the president exercising his power in this way. And it's really a problem because think about it. If it's not being used appropriately, why is he doing it? What is he trying to cover up? What does he know? And why did he go ahead and do this to support Eric Holder when this is a man who should have stepped down when he didn't turn over these documents?
David,
Did they have a new talking point? Instead of some say it's indicators.
Indicators.
Various indicators.
Professional indicators indicate.
What is that?
Bill O'Reilly and Sean Hannity.
I think that's Kimberly thinking that she's fancy.
It's people pointing at things.
I'm an indicator. They make fun of me when I say some say. Sean, indicators say.
Indicators. It's indicators, a big word.
Okay.
It's been indicated by indicators.
Karl Rove on Fox News.
It's one thing to exert executive privilege over the actions of the president and his aides and the White House. Oh. It's another thing to exercise executive privilege with regard to a cabinet official, seemingly in a matter that, according to the president up till now, had no connections with, no contact with, no communication with the White House. So I'm a little bit concerned about it. I think it's an overreach.
He's talking
Tubby McTreason.
Wow.
Really?
Yes.
Really? Really?
He is. He said it.
God.
Yep. That
happened. See, they used that to cover up the outing of the CIA agent during wartime. Okay.
That happened, and we all let it happen.
He was involved in outing a CIA agent, and by discussing these documents, there's a potential of getting agents in the field killed.
Yes. Which they likely did, actually.
Yeah. So he wants to do more of the same, and he'll blame Obama for all of it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, in a completely unrelated story, Rove makes a mockery of law. Super PAC co-founder to attend Romney's strategy session this weekend.
Huh.
Remember, Samuel Alito said, oh, no.
Yeah.
That's
That'll
not
never
no.
happen. That's crazy.
There'll be no coordination. No.
By no means. Still even thinking that.
Yeah, Mitt Romney's campaign will host a retreat for top 100,000 and up campaign bundlers in Park City, Utah, the resort this weekend. The event, dubbed the first National Romney Victory Leadership Retreat. Oh. Will be an opportunity for strategizing and fraternizing. Oh, one name has raised flags for campaign finance watchdogs. Carl Rove.
Huh.
There he is. Crossroads super PAC guy. Reportedly has said he will spend a stunning $300 million to help Romney defeat President Obama. They're legally prohibited, as you know, from coordinating with the Romney campaign.
Legal schmeagle.
No, yeah. That would never happen. Yeah.
I've come to my attention. There's gambling going on in this facility.
By the way,
you're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Speaking of flip-flops, back in December, Romney decried the rise of super PACs, saying they're a disaster. They've been a disaster for the political system.
Oh, they're disastrous.
Oh, they're
terrible.
A disaster.
Horrible.
Could I have my
Unless
money?
Thank
for
me.
You.
Then that's much better. Thank you.
Okay.
Here you're winning, sir.
All right. Demon Seed Liz Cheney on Hannity.
I wish they cared as much about keeping classified information secret as they do about keeping information secret about why they gave false information to Congress.
What a great line.
Wait a minute. That's your Laura Ingraham impression.
She kind of sounds like Laura Ingraham.
Just
a sharper version of Laura Ingraham.
Speaking of soothing right-wing blondes, Monica Crowley, we finished.
Conservatives stand for the country's foundational principles. Limited government, fiscal responsibility, strong muscular national defense, personal responsibility. Those were the things upon which this country was built and what the founders wanted for America. The kooks, on the other hand, have hijacked this country and taken it on a socialist joyride, starting with the guy in the White House. And the constitutional abuse that we're seeing with Fast and Furious, which we saw last week with the illegal immigration move that he made.
Ooh, a socialist joyride. Keep your arms and legs inside the socialist ride at all times.
Monica Crowley thinks the President of the United States is a kook.
Socialist kook.
I don't want to tell you what I think of Monica Crowley.
All right. That concludes.
There are probably some words that would need to be bleeped.
That made me a little sick. Right Wing World. 19 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, come on! You gotta admit this is cool!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
The Stephanie Miller Show. So what? 25 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEPH-1-2. John Fugelsang joining us at the bottom of the hour. David in Tacoma, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Dave.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
Oh, pardon me. Excuse me. Go ahead.
I just want to make a comment on Romney's plan that he doesn't seem to be proud enough to express to anybody on immigration.
What's that?
I believe, like all the Republicans have been doing since the 1780s, his plan is to ship the rest of our jobs out of the country, so all these Chinese and Mexicans and Indians and all the rest of them, they'll have to go back to their own countries because that's where the jobs will be.
Yeah, somebody sent me a piece I've got to read. I think it's a longer one, but it's the thing we've been saying over and over again, that it... Bain was about making money for Bain, and a lot of times that involved shipping jobs overseas. For him to try to spin this is that his job at Bain was about job creation is just mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Tony in Illinois, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
I wanted to just make a quick comment on two things. One, you know, in April and May, we had to hear Romney bash the president on gas prices. I'm interested to understand what the tax is going to be now that gas prices has gone down to below $3.60 an average nationwide and projected to be lower than $3 in the fall. What is their attack going to be then?
Yeah, and that makes Newt Gingrich's little props a little outdated, doesn't it? Remember he used to have his whole, like, set? He had, like, a you know, the gas pump on his set and the numbers going and, Nudie.
Gas is getting... Well, relatively cheap.
Yeah.
It's down below $4 here in Los Angeles now.
Quiet. Thomas in California. Hi, Tom.
Hey, Stephanie.
Hi.
Congratulations.
congrats again on your current gig. That's really sweet.
Thank you.
Hey, I want to address the Republicans and their filibusters with the only having once Al Franken was introduced, finally inaugurated into the Senate. And
we had barely 2 months between when Al Franken actually got in and Ted Kennedy died.
Barely.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, these Republicans, they said they were gonna issue a snowstorm of subpoenas, and all they wanted to do was have hearings and tie things up with that way.
Yep.
But with the record number of filibusters, you know, I kind of have to fault Harry Reid. Because he didn't change these rules, and he already had 2 years' view of what they were going to do. And, you know,
it's that whole argument, Tom, that could be used against you if you – that's the thing. I don't think anybody foresaw this degree of obstructionism. I mean, it really is – it is amazing. Oh, by the way, speaking of our current TV gig, we had the highest rating ever in the demo, as they call it, in the TV world.
Did we?
This week.
What did we do? Oh, you cursed. That's what it was.
Probably the upvote. Yeah. But thank you, Current TV viewers.
Yay. We love you, Current TV.
Yay.
They're hoping you do it again.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey.
Don't
hi, Tim in California.
Play with fire there.
Hi, Tim in L.A.
Or any other F-words.
Hi. Go ahead.
Hey, listen. I want to talk a little bit about this Dara Issa thing. Issa's district is near the Mexican border. I mean, he's over in Vista and kind of over in that whole Oceanside area. Well, my concern is I'm wondering if this man hasn't been compromised by those Mexican drug cartels. One of the things I'm looking at is that the information that they're looking for is information that is going to give up some of the investigation that's currently going, and then also some of the people who are undercover. And when I look at how he talks about these things, he has real stress in his face about.
Yeah, maybe that's where he gets his illegal steroids, allegedly.
Allegedly.
From Mexican drug cartels.
Ah, interesting.
I don't know for sure. I don't have any more evidence than he does on anything else, but I'm just saying.
His neck's a little thick.
29 minutes after the hour, right back with John Fugelsang on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
I've always admired your tart honesty and ability to be personally offended by broad social trends.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 34 minutes after the hour. It's Friday, everybody.
Thank God it's Friday. It's Fugelsang.
Yeah.
Thank God it's
Friday. John's been on filling in for Jennifer Granholm all week, which has led to my friend saying more than usual, John. Hello, John Fugelsang.
Good morning. I'm glad that there's more friends of yours I can strike out with at drunken revelries at your house.
Oh, stop it now. And by the way, sexyliberal.com, sexyliberal on Facebook, the Big LA Show, July 28th coming up, selling out like crazy.
Yep.
And then Columbus
only six
in August.
VIP tickets. Only six VIP tickets left for the sexy show in LA.
No way. No way. Uh-huh. And guess what else we have? The official rap star of the Stephanie and Miller Show, Macaroni, has strikes again. He has done a sexy liberal rap part two.
Yes, it's a much more soulful song.
Yeah, Brody.
Up in the morning and I'm ready to go. Got Stephanie Miller on my radio.
Yeah.
Got Stephanie Miller on the simulcast. Cause sometimes all you can do is laugh.
Yep.
Up in the morning and I'm ready to go. Got Stephanie Miller on my radio. Got Stephanie Miller on the simulcast. If the haters don't like it, they can kiss my I'm up early in the morning and I'm ready to go. I got the sexy liberals on my radio. I got Stephanie Miller, the Moose and Rebecca. The number one show for the true progressive. Wanna get through? Call step 1-2. Wanna hear lies, then watch Fox News. Looking for relief from right-wing hacks. Turn to Stephanie, cause she got facts. Turn to Stephanie, she be moving things. Whether with Cal Sparks or John Fugelsang. To a liberal thing. The American dream slipping out of our range. Times are strange. We are feeling the pain. When the politics of it start hurting your brain. When the politicians are lying again.
Yeah.
Remember, laughter is the best medicine.
yeah, yeah, yeah. What, John?
Damn. That's a five-syllable damn. That's so good.
That's right.
Yeah, Jim was saying there's very little that rhymes with Rebecca. So,
yeah. Tribeca is the only thing that rhymes.
Exactly.
What are you kidding? Homewrecker rhymes with Rebecca.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, there you go. Macaroni, come on. There we go. What are you saying about Rebecca? All right. Mitt Romney's company, Bain Capital, we were just talking about this. Mm-hmm. This is the Washington Post, invested in a series of firms that specialized in relocating jobs done by American workers to new facilities in low-wage countries like China and India. So, yeah. In addition to not creating jobs, John, he specialized pretty much in...
Well, in fairness, he did create them just in Asia.
Yes, exactly my point. Did you see his speech? He let's see, it's 7 days and counting, Chris?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Refuses to say if he would undo Obama's immigration directive. He must be getting chafed in the groin straddling this line for this long, isn't he?
It was a real turn-on for Latino officials who like vague answers. there was Mitt's una otra cosa speech.
Yeah.
Una otra cosa.
Yeah, exactly.
Corporaciones son personas, mis amigos.
John, this will shock you. New poll, Obama leads 4 points, narrows to 4 points, but there's low enthusiasm for Romney. Huh. A Pew poll. Yeah. Obama had 50-46% in this one, but let's see here. 60% of Obama supporters back him strongly, compared with just 38% of Romney voters who support him strongly.
Well, we'll see what Citizens United has to say about that, won't we?
Ay vey. Yeah, but next week's going to be a big week, right? The Supreme Court ruling's coming down.
A lot of them, yeah, and it's going to be really, really interesting. You know, today the president is speaking at the Naleo conference in the exact spot where Mitt spoke yesterday, and it was interesting watching the speech because it was not the most enthusiastic response from the Latino officials for Governor Romney.
Yeah,
it is all black. But then if you looked on Twitter afterwards, it was all white Republicans saying how awesome the speech was, led by Bush, who I guess has found religion again for the GOP. So it's you'll see today the president's going to get a much warmer reception there.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know, and plus, I love this one story today. Like a website zapped with a virus, Romney's campaign message has been garbled up by leaks about his vice presidential vetting process. Marco.
Rubio.
Yeah. And
I don't think so anymore,
yeah.
Man.
And on Wednesday night, an alleged scheme by his campaign to keep good economic news about Florida under wraps. He's just and then, you know, the president did this, the immigration move, which I think the Rombot just doesn't like to be thrown off. The bigger VP bombshell, did you hear this? The Romney campaign fears a Sarah Palin redux, and they won't be considering any women for the vice presidential slot at all.
Really? All I'm hearing is Condi Rice and Nikki Haley.
Yeah, no, that's what was the latest leak this week, and it's, you know, which of course risks alienating women further, who he's already struggling with.
It's brilliant. Well, I'm really shocked. I thought Marco Rubio was a lock, and I've been saying that for the last 2 years, that it will be Rubio. And I feel bad that he's out of the running now because, you know, believing in him as the VP is the only thing we have in common with Bill O'Reilly next to the way we sexually harass our staff. So.
Yeah. Ecclesiastical Mook, here's another one for you. Percentage of Americans who would not vote for a Mormon because of religion is the same today as it was in 1967 when George Romney ran. It's 18% still opposed voting for a, according to a new Gallup poll.
Kind of remarkable, actually. That's
the same. It's remarkable and depressing and stupid. You know, these people, like, they think they don't know Mormons. One of the most famous Democrats in America, Harry Reid, he's a Mormon. Yep. Like, you already have Mormons in D.C. that you know and love or are taught by Fox to despise. It's such bigotry. And
many other reasons to dislike Mitt Romney. Please, I choose from a potpourri of reasons.
You know, you can dislike the fact that Mitt Romney does proxy baptisms for dead atheists, like his father-in-law, who he baptized into the Mormon church. You can dislike that. But, you know, and again, if they're going to talk about Reverend Wright, we're going to talk about the planet Kolob, okay? Mm-hmm. It's just fair.
Yep.
But really, I mean, there's so many wonderful Mormon folks out there, and I don't buy any of this racist talk about the Mormon church, you know, with black men not in the priesthood until 78. That was changed because of good progressive Mormons who fought for decency in their own religion. So, you know, it's really tacky, and I guess they got to go find a third-party evangelical candidate to vote for.
Yeah. John, we have more important breaking news. There has been a leprechaun attack in Seattle. Dave in Toronto with some information on that. Hi, Dave.
Hello, Stephanie.
Hello, Dave.
Hello.
Hi.
First of all, I'm late to the party, as usual.
Yes.
I want to congratulate you for coming out a couple of years ago.
Oh, thank you.
And I want to thank you very much for doing it on August 13th, because that happened to be the third wedding anniversary of a couple of good friends of mine, Tim and his husband, David, and I thought it was very appropriate.
Aw, yay for Tim and David. Yay.
Yay.
Yes.
You were talking about a guy who was complaining about being attacked by leprechauns.
In Seattle, yes, in a bar fight.
Yeah. Okay, that is a symptom of Jimson weed poisoning, so that may be what he was suffering from.
Really?
There is an actual medical term for it. It's probably a Latin version of bat crap insane or something.
Really? It makes you literally see leprechauns?
It makes you literally see little people attacking you. It's a hallucination that's common to Jimson weed poisoning.
Jimson weed? Good to know. All right, thank you, Dave.
It grows wild in the fields. Just look it up. J-I-M-S-O-N, Jimson weed.
All right, good to know. Good to know.
Wow. I know what I'm bringing to your next party.
Yeah. Jimson weed. Wow, I should get a patent on that.
2 hours ago. Yeah,
screw the bath salts.
Robert in California, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Stephanie, thanks for having me on.
Thanks.
I just wanted to call in today. It's a little weird. I'm a Republican, a moderate one, calling your show, and I just wanted to give my opinion on the campaign between Mitt Romney and Barack Obama, and they're throwing the campaign. Being a Republican, I should still be like, whoo, maybe Romney has something in his trick bag.
Right.
And I won't be voting for him, and I already know that.
Yay!
It's because...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I think Republicans are failing to see the economic strategy that Mitt Romney wants to take with the country. And if you really, really want to look at a good example of a country that has what Mitt Romney wants to do, look across the big ocean, and Ireland is doing exactly that. And they're doing really bad. You know, they're cutting jobs
That's exactly what Paul Krugman said, and Romney's not trickle down, he's gush up. But let me ask you, will you vote for Gary Johnston as a libertarian, or will you vote for the president who is turning out to have the most responsible Republican economic policy?
I just can't see voting for a libertarian, because I think it's a vote thrown away. We need to have a definite voice. I'll be voting for Obama.
Yay!
All right!
I have lots of anguished Republican cousins who are saying the same thing.
Oh, awesome. Good. Awesome. By the way, the president, once again, is renewing a White House push to prevent interest rates on federal student loans from doubling at the end of the month, demanding Congress. He said Congress has had the time to fix this for months. This issue didn't come out of nowhere. It's been looming for months, but we're stuck watching Congress play chicken with yet another deadline. You can't stand by when millions of young people are already saddled with debt. When you're starting off, it's mind-boggling. Right. We've had this stalemate in Washington. It threatens to make it even worse. House Republicans passed a bill that would take money away from, I believe, women's health care. Specifically from the Affordable Care Act. I mean, it's just, they run the same play every time, John.
Every time. And in fairness, they haven't been able to do anything about the student loan problem because they're too busy naming buildings after Ronald Reagan and going after Fast and Furious, which they liked until 2009.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. John Boehner told his caucus no spiking the ball on health care in case it gets struck down. Can you imagine? I mean, he's got to, like, tell them that. Because, yeah, it's a nice little unseemly to be cheering millions of Americans losing health care. You know, kids getting kicked off their parents' insurance, yada, yada. He also reiterated several of the party's talking points. The law has driven health care costs up, making it harder for small business, blah, 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 blah. And Republicans will move legislation piecemeal to replace the law if it's struck down with all the same things that are in it now.
Exactly. Americans have been taught by Fox News to despise the Affordable Care Act, but when you actually ask them how they feel about the provisions in it individually, they love it.
Yep.
So, you know, it's a triumph of propaganda over common sense and love for your own country.
Yep, absolutely. Jason in Palm Springs, real quick, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Steph.
Hi.
You know, the Republican outrage over Fast and Furious and the death of a single Border Patrol agent, I don't remember much oversight when 4,000 Americans died in Iraq. I don't remember a bunch of outrage by the Republicans and a bunch of hearings over that. Do you?
No, I do not.
You're darn right. And Brian Terry is now being exploited for political gain by the same people. Daryl Issa voted for Project Gunrunner back in 2006.
Yep. He signed off on it.
And again, this is a bipartisan problem because the real enemy here is the stupid, immoral drug war. If you want to blame someone, don't go blaming Eric Holder. Mm-hmm. Blame our drug policy, because that's the reason all this is going on. And this mentality that you want to solve crime, throw more guns at it.
Yeah, exactly. All right. John Fugelsang remains on the horn as we continue. We got the celebrity stack as we finish up the Stephanie Miller Show.
Welcome to the party barn. May we take your order? It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 50 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll-free from anywhere. Sexy Liberal John Fugel saying in the San Francisco Bureau this morning, filling in for Jennifer Granholm again tonight on Current TV.
Yes, the San Francisco Bureau being my hotel room now that I've kicked the groupies out. Good morning.
All right, good morning to you. Oh, goodness. You know, my life gets more and more magical. Orly Tate's live in studio with us on Tuesday.
Wow.
I'm a birther, she's a birther, wouldn't you like to be a birther, too? Oh, and this just in, Chris?
Yes, you made the Washington Times list of top 30 hottest political women.
Oh, nice. Thank you, Moonies. Thank you, Moonies. That's awesome.
The Moonies haven't been the same since Keith died.
That's right. What number am I?
You're number six.
Number six among
awesome. Liberals.
Awesome. Okay.
Wow,
thank
nice.
You. Yeah. Thank you, Washington Times. Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
You beat Kirsten Powers and Kirsten Gillibrand.
Oh.
Two Kirstens.
Well,
yeah.
Wow, take that. Eat my grandma soup, biatches.
Kirsten Dunst wasn't even in the running.
No. Okay. All right.
Isn't it nice to get praise from people who despise you?
Oh, no. They took a shot at her in the paragraph.
Yes, of course they did.
Yeah.
Okay. It takes someone stupid to call a tour sexy liberal tour, but they said I back it up.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Fine. I was referring to John and Hal, not me.
You should do something really sensible, like a 4,000-person group marriage ceremony.
All right. You know, all the craze is the new movie, Abraham Lincoln,
Vampire Hunter,
right?
Yes.
Out here in Hollywood, John Fugel's saying. I don't know if you've seen the latest one.
History tells us that Willard Mitt Romney ran for president in 2012. But history doesn't tell the whole story.
Vampires are not people, my friend. I'm here to turn the living dead into a living nightmare.
Mitt Romney, Vampire Hunter.
For taking off your head, this axe is just the right height, my friend.
He ran for president for 67 years.
None of these vampires have any experience running a business.
Mitt Romney, Vampire Hunter. Mediocrity shall not perish from the earth.
You're into those movies, aren't you, John Fugel saying?
Oh, yeah, except that Mary Todd Lincoln never sold anybody a wounded dressage horse, so that was all drugged up.
Yes, that's absolutely true. All right. Oh, look. Celebrity stack. John, it's like working with me. Adele struggled with alcohol. She used to get so intoxicated before concerts, she once fell off a stool. That's my whole act at Sexy Liberal.
Wow.
But John still wishes nothing but the best for me.
That's right.
John's not even going to touch that comment.
Okay.
With a white wine-drenched 10-foot pole, I'm going to avoid that.
Yeah.
Hey, at least I didn't have a Charlie Sheen psychotic break. He admits he had a psychotic break.
Mm. Hey, hang on. At least Adele won some Grammys, which is what's going to happen to you. We got to release more sexy liberal albums.
Yeah, that's right.
I heard about that. What the? Yes, at the height of his bizarre conduct, Charlie, of course, became famed for, Tiger Blood, Winning, Warlocks. Even he admits now he's unsure what he was talking about.
Yeah.
He had no idea what he was talking about. That's going to be like the interview with Orly Tates on Tuesday.
Oh.
Live in studio.
I think Obama's Kenyan and I'm proud. I used to be alone in the crowd.
Yep.
Thanks to the internet, you see. I connect with idiots like me. Oh, I'm a birther, he's a birther, she's a birther, we're all birthers. Wouldn't you like to be a birther too? Be a birther, drink birther Kool-Aid. Be a birther, take stupid further. Be a birther, scream bloody murder.
All right, thank you. John Fugel saying, creator of the Etch-a-Sketch moment, the moment already of the campaign. Can you throw me some questions beforehand for the... first of all, we need something that ends in the answer, moose and squirrel. But any other questions you can think of would be, I'd be, so I can create a gotcha moment for the media.
Oh, God.
God, of course. Well, first off, ask how is it, you know, how many Caucasian politicians have you demanded to see a birth certificate from? And then how many Caucasian politicians have you politely requested to see a birth certificate from? It'll be the same answer for both.
Yeah.
And then ask her how Obama has a time machine and where he hides it, because he obviously used it to place a birth announcement in the Hawaii newspaper in 1961.
Yeah, I need to hear the birth announcement explanation. She wanted, actually, I found out from a tweet that she wanted an opportunity to present her evidence, and I said, oh my God, yes. What day can you come in?
Brilliant. Oh, you got to be really nice to her, because the nicer you are, the longer she'll stay, and the longer she'll stay, the more Mike from Raleigh can do some beautiful things with her sound bites.
All right. Jim, Ozzy Osbourne.
So we should let her finish.
Yes.
Let me finish.
Yes. Ozzy Osbourne fans in Germany were fearing the worst when a Black Sabbath concert was canceled at the last minute. Ozzy only pulled the plug accordingly over vocal concerns. How is there some way you could tell the difference between whether his voice is...
Everything is gone, man. You know, 100%,
yeah. Okay. I can see where you wouldn't...
Wie bitte? Ich verstehe kein Wort. Was hat er gesagt?
I don't know. Sporty Spice, it's your favorites, John, the Spice Girls. Sporty Spice hopes the Spice Girls are acknowledged at the London Olympics this summer. She says,
acknowledged?
Yes. Yes, she says... Sporty Spice says they're being snubbed by the London Olympics Games ceremony because they apparently released a playlist for the opening event, and the band did not feature it. Did not feature it. No.
You don't, Stephanie, I'm going to call. I'm calling shenanigans on you. You don't get to call them a band. They're a group. If none plays instruments, if they lip sync in concert, they're a group. Okay.
All right, well...
They are not a damn band. And let's not forget that the Spice Girls did win the bronze in lip-syncing at the Olympics.
That's true. So you would think that as former record holders...
So boy bands really aren't boy bands. They're boy
groups.
No,
they're man groups.
Don't get me in trouble. Okay. And also, we end with why Christian Bale hates Leonardo DiCaprio. I don't know why.
What?
It's just man-actor gossip out here in Hollywood. Christian goes crazy whenever someone even mentions Leo's name, according to the Inquirer. He strongly believes Leo stole a number of jobs right out from under his nose. Christian has never forgiven him or forgot. I guess they're done professionally.
Done professionally. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Are you implying that Christian Bale has a temper issue?
In Christian Bale, the inside story of the darkest Batman...
Wow.
The author writes...
That's a title.
I just love this line. The author writes, DiCaprio. The name burned Christian like a branding iron. So dramatic. I just love that. All right.
Christian Bale's got Batman and an Oscar. What's he mad about?
Yeah, exactly. John Fugel's saying, filling in for Jennifer Granholm, one last night tonight, correct?
Last time 9 p.m. tonight, I'm happy to announce I will be filling in for Governor Spitzer every day next week.
That's right.
The Manhattan Bureau of Current.
On Current TV. And then the following week, you will be filling in for...
Stephanie Miller.
And company here on the...
In the Burbank Bureau.
Yes.
Al Gore looked at me and said, John, you're my scab of the month. So I'm very proud.
All right, honey. We will see you then. Thank you.
You're beautiful. Have a great weekend.
All right.
You too.
You too, honey. I'd like to thank Crystal Boyd, Jim Ward, Rebecca Taylor, and all the folks at Current, Jackie, Courtney, the gang. We'll see you on Monday on The Stephanie Miller Show.